Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, mastering virtual presentation descriptions. Virtual presentations have become increasingly common in today's digital world. As such, it's no surprise that the IELTS speaking exam may include questions about this topic. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively describe a time when you had to give a virtual presentation, providing you with valuable insights to boost your IELTS speaking score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to virtual presentations. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Have you ever given a virtual presentation? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I have. I've given a few virtual presentations for my university projects. It was quite different from presenting in person, but I managed to adapt to the online format. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. I've had several opportunities to deliver virtual presentations both in academic and professional settings. While it initially posed some challenges, I've found that virtual presentations offer unique advantages, such as the ability to reach a wider audience and utilize interactive digital tools. Question: Do you prefer virtual or in-person presentations? Band 6-7. Answer: I think both have their pros and cons. Virtual presentations are convenient, but in-person ones allow for better interaction with the audience. Personally, I slightly prefer in-person presentations because I find it easier to gauge the audience's reactions. Band 8-9. Answer: That's an interesting question. While both formats have their merits, I believe the choice depends on the context and objectives of the presentation. Virtual presentations offer unparalleled reach and flexibility, which can be invaluable in our increasingly globalized world. However, in-person presentations facilitate more natural interactions and nonverbal communication, which can be crucial for certain types of content. Ultimately, I appreciate the strengths of both and strive to adapt my presentation style to maximize effectiveness in either format. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to virtual presentations. Describe a time when you had to give a virtual presentation. You should say what the presentation was about, who your audience was, how you prepared for it, and explain how you felt about giving a virtual presentation. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a virtual presentation I gave last year as part of a global marketing conference. The presentation focused on emerging trends in digital advertising, specifically the impact of artificial intelligence on personalized marketing strategies. My audience was a diverse group of marketing professionals from various countries, including marketing managers, digital strategists, and CEOs of advertising agencies. This international audience made the presentation particularly exciting, as it allowed for a rich exchange of ideas and perspectives. To prepare, I invested considerable time in research, ensuring I had the most up-to-date information and compelling case studies. I also practiced extensively with the virtual presentation platform, familiarizing myself with its features to enhance audience engagement. Additionally, I prepared visually appealing slides and organized my talking points to maintain a clear structure throughout the presentation. Giving this virtual presentation was both challenging and rewarding. Initially, I felt a bit nervous about potential technical issues and the lack of face-to-face interaction. However, as I began presenting, I found myself becoming more comfortable and confident. The platform's chat feature allowed for real-time questions, which created a dynamic and interactive atmosphere. Overall, I felt a sense of accomplishment after the presentation. It was gratifying to share my knowledge with a global audience and contribute to the industry discourse. This experience also honed my virtual communication skills, which I believe are increasingly valuable in today's digital landscape. Follow-up questions. How did you handle technical difficulties during your virtual presentation? Band 6-7. Answer. During my presentation, I experienced a brief internet connection issue. I stayed calm and quickly reconnected. I had prepared some backup slides in case of such problems, which helped me continue smoothly. Band 8-9. Answer. I encountered a minor audio glitch during my presentation, but I was prepared for such eventualities. I had a contingency plan in place, which included alternative connection methods and pre-recorded segments of crucial parts of my presentation. This foresight allowed me to seamlessly transition to a backup option without disrupting the flow of information. Additionally, I maintained open communication with the audience, briefly explaining the situation and reassuring them of a swift resolution. This approach not only demonstrated professionalism, but also enhanced audience engagement during the brief technical hiccup. How did you ensure audience engagement in a virtual setting? Band 6-7. Answer. To keep the audience engaged, I used interactive features like polls and Q&A sessions. I also tried to make my slides visually interesting and varied my tone of voice to maintain interest. Band 8-9. Answer. Ensuring audience engagement in a virtual setting required a multifaceted approach. I leveraged various interactive tools provided by the platform, such as real-time polls, breakout rooms for small group discussions, and an active chat feature. Additionally, I incorporated multimedia elements like short video clips and infographics to maintain visual interest. Throughout the presentation, I posed thought-provoking questions to stimulate critical thinking and encourage participation. I also made a conscious effort to maintain eye contact with the camera and use vocal variety to create a more personal connection with the audience. Finally, I allocated ample time for Q&A sessions, allowing for a dynamic exchange of ideas and ensuring that the presentation remained relevant to the audience's interests and needs. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic of virtual presentations. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: How do you think virtual presentations have changed the way we communicate in business? Band 6-7. Answer: Virtual presentations have made communication in business more convenient and cost-effective. Companies can now easily connect with partners and clients worldwide without the need for travel. However, it can sometimes be harder to build personal relationships through virtual means. Band 8-9. Answer: Virtual presentations have revolutionized business communication in several significant ways. Firstly, they've dramatically increased the scope and reach of business interactions, enabling companies to transcend geographical boundaries with ease. This has led to more diverse and inclusive business environments, where ideas can be shared globally in real time. Moreover, virtual presentations have necessitated the development of new communication skills. Presenters now need to be adept at engaging audiences through digital means, which requires a different set of techniques compared to in-person presentations. This has spurred innovation in presentation technologies and methodologies. However, it's important to note that virtual presentations have also introduced new challenges. The lack of physical presence can sometimes make it more difficult to read nonverbal cues and build rapport. Additionally, the increased frequency of virtual meetings has led to concerns about Zoom fatigue and the need for more efficient, focused communication. Overall, while virtual presentations have enhanced flexibility and global connectivity in business communication, they've also necessitated a reevaluation of how we engage and interact in professional settings. Question: Do you think virtual presentations will completely replace face-to-face presentations in the future? Band 6-7. Answer: I don't think virtual presentations will completely replace face-to-face ones. While virtual presentations are very useful, especially for international communication, face-to-face meetings still have value for building relationships and having more personal interactions. Band 8-9. Answer: While virtual presentations have undoubtedly gained significant traction, particularly in light of recent global events, I don't believe they will entirely supplant face-to-face presentations in the foreseeable future. Instead, I anticipate a hybrid model emerging as the new norm. Virtual presentations offer undeniable advantages, such as cost-effectiveness, global reach, and environmental benefits due to reduced travel. They've proven to be highly efficient for information dissemination and routine communications. However, face-to-face presentations possess unique strengths that are challenging to replicate virtually. They allow for more nuanced nonverbal communication, spontaneous interactions, and the building of stronger interpersonal relationships. Certain industries and situations, such as high-stakes negotiations or sensitive discussions, may continue to prioritize in-person presentations. Furthermore, the concept of Zoom fatigue suggests that prolonged reliance on virtual interactions can be mentally taxing. This indicates a potential long-term need for in-person engagements to maintain well-being and effective communication. In conclusion, while virtual presentations will likely continue to grow in prominence, I believe we'll see a strategic integration of both virtual and face-to-face presentations, with the choice depending on the specific context, objectives, and audience preferences of each communication scenario. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Adapt, dept, verb, to adjust to new conditions. Example, I had to adapt my presentation style for the virtual format. Engagement, engagement, noun, the act of engaging, emotional involvement or commitment. Example, maintaining audience engagement was crucial in the virtual setting. Interactive, interactive, adjective, allowing a two-way flow of information. Example, I used interactive features like polls to keep the audience involved. Contingency plan, noun phrase, a plan designed for an outcome other than in the usual plan. Example, having a contingency plan helped me handle technical difficulties smoothly. Transcend, verb, to go beyond the limits of. Example, virtual presentations have allowed businesses to transcend geographical boundaries. Nuanced, adjective, characterized by subtle shades of meaning or expression. Example, face-to-face presentations allow for more nuanced nonverbal communication. Leverage, verb, use something to maximum advantage. Example, I leveraged various interactive tools to enhance audience participation. Spontaneous, adjective, performed or occurring as a result of a sudden impulse. Example, in-person presentations allow for more spontaneous interactions. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like virtual presentations, practice extensively. Familiarize yourself with common IELTS speaking topics and practice answering questions about them. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Work on fluency. Aim to speak smoothly without long pauses. Use fillers judiciously if you need time to think. Pay attention to pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial. Practice challenging sounds and word stress. Be coherent. Organize your thoughts logically, especially in part 2, long-term responses. Stay relevant. Always answer the question asked, particularly in part 3 discussions. Show flexibility. Demonstrate your ability to discuss both concrete experiences and abstract ideas. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about knowing the language, but about using it effectively to communicate your ideas clearly and confidently. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on describing a time when you participated in a virtual cultural exchange helpful. Additionally, to enhance your overall digital communication skills, check out our guide on describing a new tool or software you learned to use. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.